Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Engel. Batting sixth. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ken Schroem. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Brown scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a line drive towards the mound. Petrie catches it and throws to first to double up Gaetti. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is hit by the pitch. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Herndon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Castano for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Brookins scores. It's Twins, 2, Tigers, 2. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson bunts in front of the plate. Engel fields it and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to second. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harbeck is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel hits a fly ball towards left. Herndon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Herndon. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive towards third. Brookins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky strikes out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrie fires to first and picks off Washington. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 2 in the game. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Engel moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Engel moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Engel scores. Bush moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castano bunts in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward is hit by the pitch. Bobby Mitchell pinch runs for Gary Ward. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Mitchell now playing left field. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schroem fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Ron Davis now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Engel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Kuntz pinch runs for Dave Engel. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.